Ex-Staff Sergeant USMC Sonia Kopek was sitting by the window when they brought the vampire in. It was 8:30, a typical Monday night at Douglas Bell Memorial. Residents, drugged and gibbering, new entries being booked, interns slipping on vomit between the front desk and the nearest supply cabinet. The vampire was naked, dripping wet, skin like ice, handsome. The vampire's eyes burned, like irises on an autumn bonfire, hot and acrid, with that faint blue tang of sex. Sane and insane alike shrank, hushed, scalded from his gaze. But none of them seemed to notice he cast no shadow, except for Sonia. The vampire sat propped up against the quiet room's wall, as far from the window as he could get.
"I know what you are."
The vampire turned, hissing, his teeth naked in the dark. Sonia stared back, unimpressed.
"And what," said the vampire, "is it you think I am?"
A struck silver tuning fork of a voice. Sonia shrugged.
"Hey, buddy, I'm crazy, remember? Pleasure's few and far between. Maybe I'm getting off on jerking your chain."
She paused.
"Probably just another hallucination anyway."
"Humor me."
Blue fishhook eyes, caught and twisting, endless holes of sky.
"The fuck are you doing here, Sonia?"
"Are you my present?"
"Sun'll be up soon," she said.
"Very."
She felt the vampire's eyes tangle in her hair like bats.
"Okay, say it comes up. Then what?"
He paused, considering.
"I burn," he said at last. "And you watch."
Something touched her mind then, softly. Something red.
"Now listen. No more time for words."
A clawed hand peeled memory flat and laid it aside, folding the moment back on itself.
"No need."
Oh, shadowless angel, reasonable beyond humanity. The vampire drew his long legs back, clumsy as the dark around him dimmed. 4 square feet. 3. Dawn shivered the window's frame. The vampire bent from it, until bone grated and locked. Another thought, most insistently. "Let this bastard be."
"I'm nuts,"
she muttered, stating the obvious.
"That's no excuse,"
the vampire's no voice replied. Sonia moaned.
"Jesus Christ, get out of my head. There's enough of us in here already."
But her thumbs pricked, crawling under the jacket. Her lips went dry. Mouth, groin, nipples set abruptly alight. Her limbs shook. Fistfuls of tiny red ants emerged from her brain's gray folds, each clamoring in his voice to be heard.
"You came for a taste of power,"
the vampire not said.
"To sit where my shadow should be and watch as I command your honesty. But let me go. And I offer you everything. Simply that. Let me free, and I swear I'll come back for you. I'll make you sister to the moon, mother of snakes. You'll live forever. Only free me."
Where the vampire ran out of corner, smoke began to rise.
"Please."
Sonia's heart shook, blue with eyes. She drew a breath which came back out as a word.
"Yes."